Good evening, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold, and I am quietly celebrating today because today is the first time in a very, very long time where in the workplace I legitimately felt like myself. And by that, what I mean is I felt as though I had the mental faculties to actually focus on the things I wanted to achieve. I achieved them and also was able to step away from the things that I wanted to get accomplished with an assortment of different interruptions because we were busy today, and get back to the task at hand and again be fully functional within those items. At no point in my day today did I have any kind of brain fog or any moments, I don't know, where I didn't feel like I had my bearings on whatever the situation was. And I really can't remember the last time I felt like that coming home from work. It's been a very long time. If I had to make a guess, I feel like it's probably been, I may have had a couple of moments like this when I was in South Carolina, but if so, they were fleeting. But it's probably been at least a year, maybe longer. And so, that kind of came to mind today as I was driving home from work, and immediately, like, as soon as that became a conscious thought instead of just like an unconscious feeling, I immediately started bawling during my drive home. And it was both out of sadness for time lost, but then at the same time, there was great joy attached to that sensation. Because since I've been in my current role, I wouldn't say that I feel like I can't do the job, because I know that I can do the job. And I feel confident that all of my previous experiences leading up to my current role have helped me to be prepared for the role that I'm in. But I do feel as though, or I have felt, let me rephrase, I have felt as though my biggest weakness, both in my last position and in my current one, have been adapting to the new role, new environment, and the challenges that come within that. And the biggest facet that I've been struggling with in that context has been in time management and maintaining focus, you know, because obviously those two things are very much tied together when it comes to task management. Like, how obviously maintaining time management in task is, you know, by being capable of maintaining focus on said task. And I have not felt at 100% with my mental faculties in that way in a very long time. And so there's something really bittersweet that I would say has been attached to experiencing these things. And so, yeah, now I'm just kind of like basking in it, and I'm appreciating that for what it is. I'm also celebrating with a vodka and cranberry juice because I had them in my fridge and I feel like I fucking earned it. So that's a major piece of my energy today. Ironically, something happened as well towards the end of my day today that I would say put me face to face with what I would describe as one of my most toxic coping mechanisms or defense mechanisms. And we're going to see how this comes to pass as the future, as time progresses. I really don't know. But one of my direct reports had an issue that they needed a second set of eyes for. I went in to assist, found where the problem was, essentially got it corrected, and I was in the process of explaining a potential solution to keep that from happening going forward. And while I was doing that, I was interrupted, and it was expressed to me that this person had an important family function to attend that they were running late for. Now, I don't have an issue with that. However, I do have an issue with the tone and inflection that was used during that moment. And the reason why I say this shines a light on one of my toxic defense mechanisms is the initial thought that popped into my head, and I don't know how yet to utilize corrective behavior against it, but the initial thought that popped into my head, and this I realize has happened to me many, many times, is never again. So, in layman's terms, what that usually means, I'll give another example from my personal life. And so, the example that comes into my head from my personal life, and I feel like this most of the time this happens at a subconscious level, sometimes it happens at a conscious level. The most recent incident that comes to mind that was happened at a conscious level where I knew that's a, that was the exact thought process is when I was in South Carolina and seeing a man down there. There was a time that I went to his place of employment and he was very busy. He worked in the food and beverage industry and he was bringing food from the kitchen out to a table. And I saw this happening and I got up and got the door for him as an attempt to be helpful. And he got really, really snippy and fucking rude with me. And very consciously, I thought to myself, never again. And what did I mean by that? Never again will I offer you assistance. Never again will I help you. Never again will I be treated in this way when I am trying to, like, and this is, I'll be forward with you. This is something that I feel like is a toxic masculine trait that, in the heat of the moment, I don't think the people that are doing these things are really cognizant of their own behavior and their inflection and tone. And yes, I do understand very well. Like, trust me, I've been that person. I've been that person that's had a shitty tone when I'm under high stress. And that's something I am constantly working to be better about. But at the same time, the thing where the circumstance under which I come across this, or at least have most recently, both times, is if I am attempting, whenever I am making an attempt to assist, whenever I am giving assistance or guidance or fucking whatever, that's when I get the shitty tone from a man. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you want my help, but you know what I mean? You want my help and you need my help, but you don't need my help. You can do everything by yourself. Cool. Then fucking do it. you know? And that's what I mean, like, is this, like, this is my toxic behavior, is my response to receiving this type of treatment is never again. And typically, in the circumstances that have previously come in my life, the way that I respond to that is exactly that, never again. And so what that means is whatever, like, whatever help I'm trying to offer you, or whatever help it is you are seeking from me, never again will you receive that. Because I fucking refuse. And again, I think a lot of this goes back to awareness. Like, I'm aware of this thought pattern. What I'm not aware of is how to change the behavior that follows the thought pattern. You know what I mean? Because obviously, conflict occurs in all circumstances, and being able to communicate on that is very important. But at the same time, the thing that I do at least take the time to, like in today's circumstance, for example, I think, like, I could think of a potential solution for, you know what I mean, how to preventative maintenance, if you will, right? So, for example, the preventative maintenance would be if I knew in advance that this individual had something very time specific that they had to attend to, then I could have better assisted in terms of, you know, friendly reminders about time and whatever. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how things play out going forward. But I can say with certainty that I am 100% sure that there is the potential possibility that this is going to have a negative impact on the dynamic in the work environment because of my shitty coping skills. So we'll see. Like, this is something that I need to be aware of going forward, you know, and I need to be aware of not letting this become, I don't know, the straw, you know, that broke the camel's back. Because it's minor, but it's not at the same time. Like, I think there's a lot to be said about inflection and tone when it comes to communications. And at the same time, I think to myself, a lot of times when people say, I'm not trying to be rude, but like they're prefacing a rude statement with something that they think excuses it. You know what I mean? And it doesn't. Like, just because, like, your awareness and your attempt to preface it doesn't fucking make it okay. Like, and understanding communication is understanding that there's, at least, let me rephrase that. I don't know if this is true of men. But I know this is true of communicating with women, is that it's not what you say, but how you say it. And so, the more there is a shortness in inflection and tone, the more poorly received it will be in said communication. And I would assume that this is Captain Obvious, but I don't think it is to most people. And so, yeah, this is what I'm going to have to be working through, is navigating this space going forward because the landscape has changed. And I typically, am not as forthright and friendly when these types of situations occur, you know, like, okay, guards up now. Cool. We'll see how this goes. And so, yeah, that's kind of the energy that I'm sitting in. Like, it's a really weird dichotomy to experience with a day. Like, it's really, really weird because I've got like a, I've got a big victory and I've also got a big spotlight shining on my own concerning behavior. And so, yeah, like, I don't know. I really don't know what the future holds. But I think it's going to be okay. It's just a matter of, you know what I mean, navigating within that space. And learning, you know what I mean, really learning to navigate within the parameters of that space. And we will see. We will definitely see how everything transpires going forward. But yeah, like, it's peculiar because I'm still excited for what the future holds overall. Because one down, like, I'm very thrilled with the results of my day. By and large, I'm very thrilled with the results of my day. And I look forward to, you know what I mean, seeing how everything progresses with, I don't know, everything. I anticipate very much that the tail end of this week and the early part of next week are going to be a very high stress because we are having a facility visit from someone in senior leadership. And, you know, this is the first time I've experienced this as, you know, within my current role, which is as a store manager, in probably like 9 years. So the last time I had a facility visit with senior leadership as a store manager was 9 years ago. And it was, I was in a different headspace, number one. Number two, like, not only was I in a different headspace at the same time, like, I was very much within the parameters of my comfort zone. And I would go so far as to say I was starting the peak, or what I have previously considered the peak of my career. And now I'm reflecting on that a little differently. And I think the reason why is because I do feel a certain sense of confidence as I'm getting more established where I'm at right now. And I like that. Like, it's a really good space to be. So, and I very much look forward to, you know, continuing to develop and improve where I'm at. So, yeah, that's, again, that's the space that we're in right now. We're going to keep plugging and chugging and see how things transpire. But that's pretty much all I have today. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'm going to thank everybody for tuning in. And as always, be well.